讲四世纪。
This morning I will be speaking to you on the book of Judges.
我不知道你们什么时候有这个听过四世纪的讲道。
I'm not sure when you have heard on preaching on Judges.
或者是最后一次听到有讲到有关四世纪。
Or when was the last time you heard a sermon on the book of Judges?
更难讲说你可以听到一堂道讲有关整本四世纪。
And even less so a sermon on the whole book of Judges.
但是那个问题是为什么我们今天要讲四世纪呢？
But the question, of course, is why do we preach on Judges today?
第一当然是因为它在圣经里面。
First, of course, it is in the Bible.
第二呢，是因为我们全教会都在一起读旧约。
And secondly, it's because our whole church is reading the Old Testament together.
我们如果你有按照我们教会的这个读经进程的话，两天前你已经开始读四世纪了。
If you are following our church's Bible reading plan, you should have started reading the book of Judges 2 days ago.
所以我们在这里呢，就是盼望讲四世纪给你有一个认识，让你在个人读经的时候呢，有更进一步的了解这一本书。
So we want to preach through the book of Judges here today so that you have a better understanding of the book in order to help you as you read through the book.
当然在我们当中有一些弟兄姐妹不大适应，因为过去十年，差不多十年呢，我们都是用逐章逐节的一节一节一个字一个字的来讲解圣经，很深入的讲解新约的书信。
Of course, some of us might not be so familiar with such a preaching because in the past 10 years, we have been preaching through the Bible chapter by chapter, verse by verse, even diving into the details of some words.
但是现在我们开始讲是讲一个高层次的一个 helicopter view, 就是从高层次的来看整本书卷的时候呢，一下子好像很难吞这个大这个好像蛇吞象，整个叫吞下去好像很难。
And this time round, we are having a helicopter view of the Bible, and as we look at books, together, you might find that it's difficult to swallow such a huge amount of content.
但是这个也是很重要的。
But actually, this is also important.
很多时候我们读圣经的时候，我们进入每一章每一节的时候呢，我们可以说我们见树不见林。
Very often when we go into the chapters and the verses, we might be focusing on the tree and miss the whole forest.
所以我们需要有一个更高层次的知道整本圣经神的意思。我们跟大家分析过，我们要有一个 mega story, 一个 mega narrative, 一个广整本圣经神的故事是什么，在每一卷书它的故事的主题是什么。
And so we want to also be able to look at the Bible from a mega narrative point of view, such that we know the theme or the main theme of each book.
我们在摩西五经的时候看到神带领这个亚伯拉罕进入要给他应许，要进入这个应许地。
And in the 5 books of Moses, we've seen that God promised Abraham that he will give him a promised land.
然后约书亚记就是给我们看到神的信实把这块地给了以色列人。
And in the book of Joshua, we see God's faithfulness, and because he is now giving the land to Israel.
但是来到四世纪的时候呢，我们怎么样看四世纪呢？四世纪其实约书亚记是以色列人非常顺服，来到四世纪的时候呢，是以色列人非常不顺服。
And so as we come to the book of Judges, which follows after Joshua, we find that the Israelites are very obedient in the book of Joshua, but they are not obedient in the book of Judges.
所以我今天的讲道呢，基本上分成三点，让大家有一个概要，知道我们怎么讲，然后呢，我们再仔细的跟大家分析，盼望讲完之后呢，你对四世纪有一个印象，你去读的时候呢，就读得明白。
And so we want to first look at the outline of the entire book, and through this outline, hopefully you can read the book with greater understanding.
所以当我们来到四世纪的时候，我们的三个大点，第一呢，就我先做一个介绍，很快的，然后就给大家那个四世纪的大纲，所以你可以跟随。那么最后我们来思想整个四世纪的主题是什么。
And so I will first give you an introduction to the book, and then we'll look at the structure of the book, following by looking at the whole theme of the entire book.
首先呢，我们先来很快的来介绍一下这个四世纪。
First, let's have a quick introduction of this book.
四世纪这个字呢，其实基本上就是审判官的意思，或者是沙帕。这个基本上在希伯来文里面的意思就其实不只是审判官，它是一个领导者，他是一个拯救者，他是一个审判官，可以说他是一个酋长的意思。
And in the Hebrew word, the word judges is actually the Hebrew word shaphat, and this is not just talking about judges, but also about leaders, and also about actually tribal leaders, something along those lines.
第一次当这个字出现的时候，就是摩西记得吗？摩西要管理很多人，当他们出埃及之后管理很多人，那么摩西一个一个去判每一个人的事情，都来到摩西，他去要做审判官，他的岳父就说你这样做审判官没有办法，你要找千夫长百夫长，然后呢让他们去审判别人。那个字审判的意思呢，就是审判。
And we remember that after Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt when they were in the wilderness, there were lots of issues that they brought before Moses for his judgment. And so Moses' father-in-law actually came and gave him advice to select leaders of thousands and leaders of hundreds who will then take over the judgment of the issues or the complaints of the people. And the word translated judge there would be the Hebrew word shaphat.
所以这个意思是，所以士师就是审判官，但是他不单只是审判官，其实他不是一个宗教的领袖，他只是一个 silver call， 就是说在民事里面带领的人。
So this word judge in Hebrew does not represent a religious leader, but it is like a person who decides who's right or wrong in a civil court.
那么基本上呢，我先做一个很简单很快的介绍，然后我们才讲其他的事情。
So let me very quickly introduce the book before we look at other things.
所以那个书名就是四世纪。
And the title, of course, is Judges.
作者呢，其实圣经作者，在整所有的解经家都不能够肯定到底谁是作者，所以是一个无名氏。
And the author has remained anonymous. Many Bible scholars have tried to study to find out who it is, but they could not.
那么写书的时间呢，应该是其实发生的时间应该是在约书亚死之后呢，在这个以利跟撒母耳出现之前。这一段还没有君王之前，这段时间里面管理他们的人就叫做士师。
And the events would have happened between the time of Joshua and before Eli and Samuel. So between the time of Joshua and before Eli and Samuel, that time was where all these events took place.
但是写作的时间应该是在大卫做王的时间。
But the time of writing of this book is very likely to be when David was reigning as king.
那么我们只是这样稍微给你一个交代就好了，我们不详细的谈论之间的那些我这个学术性的问题。
And we won't go into all the scholastic arguments when this is just a quick introduction.
所以它的背景是什么呢？就是这个约书亚带领以色列人进入到神给他们的应许地，他们占领了那块地。在那块地里面呢，约书亚在的时候他们听话，在约书亚死之后呢，在还没有出现君王的时候呢，这段时间呢，他们的生命是怎么呢？我们会看下去呢，四世纪其实是圣经里面以色列人的黑暗时期。
And we can see from this book that the events occurred after Joshua led the Israelites into the promised land. And during Joshua's lifetime, the Israelites were obeying God's word. But after Joshua passed away, the Israelites started to disobey. And this is really the dark ages of Israel.
所以当我们在读这四世纪的时候，我们出现很多问题。到底我应该学他不应该学他，到底他要教什么功课，我们出现很多乱子。 除非你要明白这个历史的背景是发生在什么时期，神让我们有这本四世纪的目的是什么，所以我们要最后我们要谈这个问题。
And very often people read the book of Judges with a lot of questions, questions like what should I learn from this book, is there things that I want to imitate, and questions like this. So we need to know the background of this book and also its setting. Therefore, we will talk about that toward the end.
所以在这本书基本上呢，他讲到他的内容是指到说，在扫罗还没有高立为王，大卫还没有高立为王之前呢，约书亚死了之后，这段时间发生什么事情。其实这本书要给我们看，当没有灵性的时候呢，这些人呢越走越远，越来越软弱，越来越失败，到最后呢完全的堕落。
And the content of the book shows us what happened before Saul or David were anointed as king. So it is during the time when Israel was without a leader, and the presence of this book in the Bible shows us what a leaderless nation looks like, and they continue walking in further and further away from God, and they are falling away.
所以严格来讲，它是给我们负面的例子 negative example， 是说这些都是不好的东西，所以我们在读的时候就开始明白原来是这样。
So strictly speaking, this book is providing us with a negative example, and when we read the book, we want to approach it that way.
所以它的主题，其实它的主题要告诉我们说，你看以色列人包括所有的人需要有好的属灵的属神的 godly example, godly leadership, 有属神的领袖来带领他们。
And the theme of this book is basically to show that people or Israel needed godly leaders to lead them.
所以这个是他只是，所以他看到的呢，给我们看到了许多很我们觉得非常奇怪的事情发生啊，这个就是我们接下来要讲的，就是我们会面对的是一些挑战。
And we read of many, many different things that happened in the book, and this different events actually gives us all the challenges as we read this book.
所以当我们如果没有知道这个背景，我们读一四世纪的时候呢，我们发现有许多问题不知道怎么样解决，有一次错误的读这个误解这个圣经。
And unless you are able to properly approach the book, there will be many different misreadings of this book.
那么我们要知道这本书呢，其实可以刚才提过，这个是在黑暗的时期。
And we mentioned just now that these are the events during the dark ages of Israel.
当以色列人碰到苦难的时候，碰到困难的时候呢，神兴起士师，但是这些士师呢本身也有很多的罪，很多的你看到这个参孙犯了很多奸淫的罪，很多不幸那么这个基甸根本不信神，有些人就非常残酷，而且有些人把孩子，他有三个孩子嫁给三十个不同的外邦人等等，有很多问题都不是我们能够一看就解决的。
We find many, many different problems in the book, like how ungodly a man Samson was, and how Gideon actually did not have faith in God, and also the judges who let their children marry under the Gentiles. And we find all these problems throughout the entire book.
当我们来到第十七章、第八章的时候，我们更感到混乱，因为那时候呢，这个有人来要他的家，要来一个以色列人家，要他把这个他的这个客人带出去，他不可以，你不可以，他要保护他的客人，却把自己的女儿送给别人，让他们做犯罪的事情，我们怎么解释这个呢？那么其中有一个人，他把他的妻子呢，他的妾呢，切成十二段，然后寄出去，让这些在圣经里怎么解释呢？
And how do we explain the event when somebody actually cut his concubine up into different pieces and send it to the different tribes, and all these violence happenings, and how do we explain all these things?
所以在你在读四世纪的时候，你就出现许多的问题。所以今天呢，我盼望给你大家有一个了解之后，你在读的时候，你心里就会明白。
So we find all these problems surfacing when we read this book, and today I hope to provide us with a quick understanding of this book such that when we read it, we'll be able to learn the lessons.
所以我们的介绍就这样很简单的介绍它。
So this is a quick introduction.
然后我们来看这本书的结构。
Let's look at this structure. structure of the book.
这本书的结构基本上我们可以分成三段。
We can divide the structure of this book into three parts.
第一呢，就是悖，这个是一个悖逆的时代，因为当约书亚死了之后呢，这一代的人呢，他们叫做应该算是一个悖逆时代的人。
And first, we could see that this book records the disobedience of the generation immediately after Joshua.
这个是一到第三章，第三章。
And we find this in chapters 1-3.
他们从这个悖逆转向呢，他这个悖逆呢，恶化到非常的不断的退化，非常的恶化的时代。你看到他每一个事实出来，都看到这个循环不断的出现。其实他有12个事实，但是他只告诉我们7个循环。
And after the disobedience, we find that the nation continued to deteriorate. So we find the deterioration of the generation where there are vicious cycles of sins, and so there are actually 12 judges altogether, but the book only shows us the vicious cycle of 7 judges.
这个就是3到7章。
And we find this in
3到76章。
We find this from chapters 3-16.
但是来到最后一段的时候，17章到21章的时候呢，那个变成不但是悖逆、恶化，甚至到最后呢，变界就是变成完全不像样。
So by the time we come to chapter 17-21, we find that after the disobedience and the deterioration, everything became so bad that the whole generation actually defected.
所以为什么我要把它这个把用 generation 用世代来一个世代一个世代来形容它呢？因为是在2章7-13节，你打开你的圣经看2章7-13节，看一看。
And why do I describe this as the generation? Because you find this in Judges chapter 2:7-13.
你打开你的圣经看一看，第七章说约书亚在世的时候，约书亚在世和约书亚死后呢，那些人都本来都听耶和华的话，但是约书亚死了之后，你看第十节，他说那世代的人归了自己的列祖，后来别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列所行的事。
So if you have your Bibles, please turn to Judges chapter 2:7. It says, the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great work that the Lord had done for Israel. But when we come to verse 10, it is said that all that generation also were gathered to their fathers, and there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work that he had done for Israel.
所以这个四世纪是在讲这一代的人，这一个世代的人发生了什么事情。
So the book of Judges tell us what happened to this generation of people.
所以在这个世代的人呢，其实我们做父母的你要很注意，约书亚的时代的人呢，约书亚很注重教育，教导他们圣经，结果呢他们听话，但是约书亚的时代走了之后呢，这些父母这些领导完全没有教他，甚至出现一代的人完全不知道耶和华是谁，也不知道耶和华做什么事情，他完全不认识神。可见你的 parenting， 如果你的这个父母的这个教育做得不好，你就会出现四世代的这些问题。
And parents especially ought to pay attention here, because we find that during the time of Joshua, he taught the people the word of God, and so the people obeyed the word of God. But the generation after Joshua, they did not obey the word of God because they were not taught the word of God. So as parents, you need to pay attention to your parenting such that you teach your next generation the word of God.
所以你注意看，他说这一个时代没有人知道耶和华， How can it be? 怎么可能？可见如果我们没有好好的做好我们的工作，可能真的有一代的人完全不知道耶和华是谁，完全不认识神，而且呢，个人心中没有神，个人行自己眼中看为正的事情。
And so it says here, another generation after them who did not know the Lord, how can such a thing ever happen? except that the parents did not teach the generation after them the word of God. So when we find such situations occurring, the people then will be wandering around without any guidance, and they did what was right in their own sight.
所以我们这里有三点, 我们先来看第一点。
So there are 3 points here, let's first look at
我们的第一点就是 悖逆的时代, 第二点是恶化的时代, 第三才是变节的时代。
So the first point is the disobedience of the generation, second point deterioration of the generation, and third point defection of the generation.
所以当我们在看第一点的时候, 我又可以分成三段。
And as we look at the first point, I can divide that into 3 more sub-points.
这一个代, 这一代的人悖逆神, 为什么呢? 神要他们做, 要他们守约, 要他们做事情, 他们完全不做, 而且悖逆, 违背神。
This generation, they disobeyed God. Whatever God commanded them to do, they disobeyed.
你看第二章第二节。
Look at chapter 2, verse 2.
第二章第二节呢, 这个耶他这么说, 不可以这地的居民立约要拆毁他们的祭坛，你们竟然没有听从我，而且呢，为何这样呢？因此我又说，我必不将你们从他们面前赶出，他们必做你们肋下的金刺，他们的神必做你们的网罗。
Chapter 2 verse 2, and you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land, you shall break down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. What is this you have done? So now I say, I will not drive them out before you, but they shall become thorns in your sides, and their gods shall be a snare to you.
所以神在约书亚带领他们进入这个应许地之后，给他们地之后呢，告诉他们要把这些住在那块地的居民全部赶出去，他们却没有赶出去。
After God led them into the promised land, God commanded them to chase all the inhabitants out of the land, but they failed to do so.
所以我把它定为是没有完全顺服的悖逆。
And so I call this the incomplete obedience.
神已经替他们占领那块地, 要他们已经占领了, 把这些人赶出去, 不要跟他们立约, 不要他们住在他们当中, 要跟他们分开来, 他们不听, 他们继续让他住在那边, 这个就是他们的一个大问题。
God has begun the work and brought them into the land, gave them victory, but also gave them the command to chase out the rest of the inhabitants, but they failed to obey.
所以当你在读第一章的时候呢, 你一定会遇到一个现象呢, 就是它有很多字呢, 不断地重复, repeat, 重复又重复。
And if you read chapters 1 and 2, you will find that many phrases are repeated over and over again.
你看第一章27节。
Look at chapter 1, verse 27.
他说,看啊, 马拿西没有赶出伯善和属伯善乡下的居民等等。
Manasseh did not drive out the inhabitants.
第29节, 以法莲没有赶出等等。
And verse 29, Ephraim did not drive out the Canaanites.
第30节, 西伯伦没有赶出基伦的居民等等。
Zebulun did not drive out the inhabitants of Kitron, verse 30.
31节, 亚瑟没有赶出亚哈和西顿居民等等。
31, Asher did not drive out the inhabitants of Accor, etc.
你看,他一直讲没有,没有,没有, 所以说神叫他们赶出,他没有做,没有做,没有做, 这个就是我们看见作者为什么不断地一个一个一个不讲了又在讲, 就是他在强调,他们没有听从,他们没有听从, 他们没有赶出去。
And so they did not drive out, did not drive out, did not drive out. Over and over again, it's repeated. The author wants us to see how the Israelites repeatedly disobeyed God's voice.
好像你觉得很小的事情嘛, 已经占领了快递, 那些人要生存就生存嘛, 为什么要赶他? 所以你用人的智慧来思想神的命令, 所以小小的不, 不完全顺服, 你会造成整个世代的人的堕落。
And some people might say that, you know, let them leave, we have already come into the land. But they did not completely obey God's voice, and starting with a little disobedience, it led to the disobedience of the whole generation.
因为他们没有赶出去, 因为他们没有完全顺服, 结果造成第二点呢, 他们开始学他们敬拜他们外邦的假神。
And because of their incomplete obedience, they failed to drive out all the inhabitants from the land. It led to idolatry with the false gods in the land.
所以另外一句话呢，常常出现在士师记的，就是他们行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And the other verse or the other sentence that we find repeating throughout the book is that the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord.
什么恶的事呢？他们去敬拜巴利，敬拜当时候迦南人的假神。
What was evil that they did? They served the Baals, which would be the false gods of the Canaanites.
如果你看下去呢，很多他看到不同的事实，这第一句话就是他们行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，神就兴起事实。所以你看到这个循环不断的出现。
And we see this cycle as we read through the book that the people did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and God raised up a judge to deliver them.
所以我们在这个他们悖逆世代里面的第一小点呢，就是 incomplete obedience, idolatry, 然后另外一个是 intermarriage, 就是说他们没有完全顺服，他们敬拜这些外邦的神。第三呢，他跟外邦的人结婚通婚。
So in this first point, the disobedience of the generation,we find the incomplete obedience of the Israelites and also the idolatry. Thirdly, we find that they were intermarrying with the Gentiles of the land.
所以这本书呢，它的重点就在三章的一到十八节，三章第一到第八节。
And the main point of this book is found in Judges 3 verses 1 to 8.
你看三章第一节，他说耶和华留下这几族，不要试验他们不成。知道以迦南征战之事的以色列人，好叫他们以后的世代又知道又学习未曾晓得的战事。那么等等，你看第五节，以色列人竟住在迦南赫人、亚摩利人、也比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人中间，娶他们的女儿，将自己的嫁给他们的儿子，并侍奉他们的神。
Now these are the nations that the Lord left to test Israel by them, that is all in Israel who had not experienced all the wars in Canaan.It was only in order that the generations of the people of Israel might know war, to teach war to those who had not known it before. These are the nations, the five lords of the Philistines, and all the Canaanites and the Sidonians and the Hivites who lived on Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal Hermon as far as Lebon Hamah. They were for the testing of Israel, to know whether Israel would obey the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses.So the people of Israel lived among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And their daughters took to themselves for wives, and their own daughters they gave to their sons, and they served their gods.
所以我们看到三个大罪，这个世代的人背叛神呢，就是他没有完全顺服，他敬拜假神，而且呢，他去娶那个不信者的，然后跟随他们的神。
So we find the three big sins that they committed. First, it was incomplete obedience. Then there was idolatry. And thirdly, there was intermarriage with the people of the land.
所以这个就是我们的第一大点，这个是悖逆时代，它就告诉我们这个整本四世纪因着这件事情，接下来神做什么。
And so this is the first main point. Because of the disobedience of the generation, it led to what God did next.
那么当他们敬拜假神的时候，神就把这些人交给他们的敌人，结果他们打仗，一直打仗，一直打输。约书亚的时代，他们打仗是打赢，但是来到这个时代呢，他们打仗是打输。结果呢，他们求告神，神就兴起士师来。
And so we see that in after the disobedience, the deterioration occurred because God delivered them into the hands of their enemies.During the time of Joshua, when Israel went out to battle, every battle they were victorious. But in the times of Judges, when they went out to battle, they were always losing all the battles, and God was delivering them into the hands of their enemies. But whenever the people were complaining, God will raise judges to deliver them.
所以从第四章到第十六章呢，我们就看见一个循环，在一个循环，在一个循环，就是他们。处在被捆绑、被打败的时候，他们求告神，神兴起士师帮助他们。士师在他们听话，士师死了，他们又再去犯罪，这个不断的重复。
And from chapters 3 to 16, we find a repetitious cycle of events. When the people were losing the war, then God will raise judge to lead them, then they will obey God's word. But after the judge died, they will return to their sins. And so this vicious cycle occurred over and over again.
所以这边出现多少次呢?
How many times did this occur?
这边出现了七次。
There are seven records of this.
其实如果你看四世纪呢, 它应该有12个四世。
If you pay attention to the book, it's actually recorded that there were 12 judges.
如果你看12章第8到13节呢, 它有好多个四世呢, 其实有这个六个四世呢, 它完全没有介绍, 它只是说这边有一个四世, 然后第二个四世, 第三个四世, 它没有讲内容, 真正有讲的呢, 只有七个。
From chapter 12 verses 8 to 13, we find the record of 12 judges altogether, but out of these 12 judges, 5 of them is just mentioned in passing. The details of 7 judges are recorded for us.
叫他记载这七个来做什么呢?
Why record these 7 judges?
很多时候我们花很多时间研究每一个, 但是我们要看到一个, 写作的人他这样写呢, 是不断地给我们看到有一个重复 repetition 不断地重复 为什么这人犯了罪得拯救 然后又再犯罪又得拯救 犯罪又得拯救 我会发现这个不断地出现
Very often we will zoom into one particular judge and start examining all the details there but we fail to see that the author actually meant to show us the repetition cycle of sin and that it's just going on and on over and over again.
所以基本上是 sin and salvation, 就是得这个犯罪然后得拯救，犯罪得拯救，这个不断的重复，应该讲在这边他给我们看七个，不过这边应该有更多个。
And so there is this repetitious cycle of sin and salvation, but the author has only shown us 7 judges, but we believe, of course, that the rest of the judges will also be similar.
但是如果你看12个这个事实呢, 你会看原来它是遍满，它在讲整个以色列人的遍布图, 就是各族各派都有这样现象, 不是一个人有这个现象, 也不是一族有, 全部你看这些白白的这个人物呢, 就是遍满全部的人都发生这样的问题。
And if you look at the map, the white text boxes there shows us the names of the judges and when you start looking at this you realize that it shows that all these judges come from all over the land of Israel and this is proof that not just one tribe was going against God but all the tribes were doing the same thing.
So 我们是做一个 overview 我们是在做一个很概括性的来解释 所以我们的第一点是 整个世代悖逆神 第二呢, 我们看到这个不断的重复的事实呢, 不断的出现事实, 是因为他们不断的犯罪, 所以你看到这个越来越糟糕, 越来越糟糕, 但是来到17章的时候呢, 非常的糟糕。
And remember, we're just taking a helicopter view of this entire book, so we have seen the disobedience of the generation, and the deterioration of the generation, and this vicious cycle just continued occurring until chapter 17, when it led to this defection.
来到第17章的时候呢, 你如果仔细去看17章, 你根本不能够读, 这个是, 怎么会有这样事情? 为什么以色列人属神的人会变成这个样子?
And when you reach chapter 17, you almost find that you cannot continue reading because you will start wondering how can the people of God, which is Israel, turn into such a terrible people.
所以你看到吗? 我没有很详细的讲每一段每一节, 那个是要你自己去读, 但是你有记得这整本书的目的是什么, 你读的时候才能够明白。
So you realize I am not going into every chapter and verse because I'm providing you with a framework such that you can do your own reading and understand the book.
17章就是给我们看到呢, 现在整个以色列人, 整个族呢, 这个但族呢, 全部呢, 开始拜偶像, 因为人已经开始介绍偶像让所有的人来拜同一个偶像。
And chapter 17, we find the tribe of Dan who actually turned to worship idols, and it was throughout the whole tribe that everybody worshiped the idol.
你自己去读，到了19章的时候呢, 我们发现有一个人呢, 他有一个妾, 那个妾呢, 犯了奸淫逃走了, 他去找他回来的时候呢, 在中途当然还有很多故事, 到最后呢, 后来有人来攻打他, 结果呢, 他的妾被人强奸致死, 所以他就把他切成12块寄给所有的人。
And then we come to chapter 19 when there was a Levite whose concubine was actually raped and killed, and after that he cut her up into 12 pieces, send these pieces to the different tribes.
如果你仔细读的话呢，你就知道这个同性恋也在这本书里面。
And if you read carefully, you will also find the sin of homosexuality here.
那么但是这个人后来当他们知道这件事情之后，以色列十二支派受到知道这件事情之后，他们起来攻打便雅悯支派，因为那件事情在便雅悯支派里面发生，而便雅悯支派不愿意把这些罪人交出来，所以全个以色列去攻打他，结果差不多把他们灭绝了。
And then the rest of the tribes of Israel rose up in war against the tribe of Benjamin, because this sin occurred in the land of Benjamin, and the Benjamites refused to hand over the people who committed the sin, so the rest of Israel attacked them and almost wiped out the tribe of Benjamin.
所以他几乎把整个十二支派变成十一个支派，所以他们就觉得做错了，不可能把全杀死。结果呢，他们就把所有的女人孩子都杀死，这样怎么办呢？他剩下的人怎么办呢？他替他找孩子，找妻子。那么他们自己的人又不自己的女儿不愿嫁给他，所以他叫他们施行各种方法去抢别人的妻子，这种就是非常恶劣的手段。
And after almost wiping up the whole tribe of Benjamin, the rest of Israel realized that they have almost reduced themselves to 11 tribes instead of 12.And so they wanted to preserve this tribe, and they wanted to find wives for the remaining men of the Benjamites. But they refused to let their own daughters marry the Benjamites, so they thought of different evil means of having the Benjamites find wives for themselves.
所以你看四世纪十七到二十一，这是最糟糕、最恶劣、最恶糟糕的几段圣经。
So we find from chapter 17 to 21.Records for us some of the most terrible events throughout the whole of the Bible.
好，我们回来看，这样它的主题是什么
？So let's come back here and look at what is the theme of the book.
好，我们讲过它的介绍，我们讲整本书的结构。
We've seen the introduction and the structure of the book.
然后呢，我们来看它的主题。
Let's look at the theme.
它的主题呢，我们记得吗？我们一开始的时候就讲说，那些人不听从 ，incomplete obedience， 他们没有感触，没有感触，没有感触。
And remember, we started by talking about their disobedience, firstly in the form of incomplete obedience. They did not drive out, they did not drive out, they did not drive out.
然后呢，我们又看到同一句话不断的出现，他们行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，耶和华眼中看为恶的事，耶和华眼中看。你看整本书这句话不断的出现。
And we also find repeated over and over again the praise the people did evil in the sight of the Lord. The people did what was evil in the sight of the Lord.
来到十七章的时候，这个开始又有变化。
By the time we come to chapter 17, there is a transition.
在十七章第六节，他说：“那时以色列人没有王，个人任意而行。”
In those days there was no king in Israel. Judges 17:6.Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
十八章又再来，那时以色列没有王。
And chapter 18 again, in those days there was no king in Israel.
十九章的第一节又再来，当时以色列中没有王。
19 again, there was no king in Israel.
然后最后一节四世纪的结束的时候，用一句话说，以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
And the last verse of Judges 21:25, in those days there was no king in Israel, everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
请问它的主题是什么？
So what is the theme?
所以整本书就告诉你，没有属灵的领袖，民没有意向就灭亡了，人没有带领人，个人任意而行，个人走个人的路，每一个人认为做自己喜欢的事，没有人跟随耶和华。这个就是神认为他们应该有君王的时候。
And so we can see that the theme of this book is to show us that when there is no spiritual future leader, then the people will be walking towards the destruction. Because there's no vision for the people, they will be walking in sin. So this book is God showing us how important it is to have a spiritual leader for them, and in the case of Israel, to have a king.
我们在读《撒母耳记》的时候，当以色列人要求王的时候，神很不喜悦。我们以为神不要以色列人有王。
And when we come to the book of Samuel, when the Israelites asked for a king, we find that God was not pleased with their request, and we think that God doesn't want them to have a king.
其实不是的，神本来就要他们有王，因为呢，在摩西五经里面已经提到他们将来有一个王会从亚伯拉罕的后裔里面出来，所以呢，而且他告诉他当时候的王必须要做什么，但是以色列人要的王不是神要的王。 他们要的是像别人、别的国家一样，像这样的王，我们要这样的王，我们不要你那样的王。
And actually, God has wanted the Israelites to have a king right from the beginning, because in the five books of Moses, God has already promised that there will come a king after Abraham. The problem with the Israelites in the book of Samuel is they wanted a king like the rest of the nations. They did not want a king that God has designed for them. So that's the reason why God was not pleased.
我们打开出圣经看看这一点。
And let's turn to the Bible and look at this point.
生命记17章15节。
Deuteronomy 17:15.
生命记17章15节。
Deuteronomy 17:15.
他说：“你们总要立耶和华你神所拣选的人为王，必从你弟兄中立一人，不可立你弟兄以外的人为王。只是王不可为自己加添马币，也不可使百姓回去以埃及，要为自己加添他的马币，因为耶和华曾吩咐他不可以再回那条老路。他们也不可以为自己多立飞兵。” 恐怕他们偏心偏邪，也不可以为自己多记金银。他登了国位，他要将祭司、立位人面前，将这律法书为自己抄一本，存在他那里，要生平诵读，好学习敬畏耶和华神，谨守遵行这律法书一切的原理和条的律条律等等。
Deuteronomy 17:15. You may indeed set a king over you whom the Lord your God will choose. One from among your brothers you shall set as king over you. You may not put a foreigner over you who is not your brother. Only he must not acquire many horses for himself or cause the people to return to Egypt in order to acquire many horses. Since the Lord has said to you, you shall never return that way again. And he shall not acquire many wives for himself, lest his heart turn away. Nor shall he acquire for himself excessive silver and gold. And when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, he shall write for himself in a book a copy of this law, approved by the Levitical priests. And it shall be with him, and he shall read it in all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God by keeping all the words of this law and these statutes, and doing them, that his heart may not be lifted up above his brothers.
所以你会发现，在撒母耳记还没有之前，在摩西五经里面，神早就要立他们为他们当中为王，只是他们。 不是要神的人为王，而是他们要学别人做王。
So even before the book of Samuel, God has already told them about how they should be choosing a king for themselves in the books of Moses. But when we come to the book of Samuel, we realize that the people wanted a king like the rest of the nations.
神曾经预言说，这个亚伯拉罕，你的后裔里面要做王。
God has promised that the descendant of Abraham will be king.
所以怎么来呢？所以这个约书亚记之后呢，在四世纪已经告诉我们为什么需要这个王。所以约书亚这个四世纪的目的是要告诉我们这个属灵领袖的重要性。
And so in the book of Judges, it shows the Israelites that they need a king. And the main theme, therefore, is to show us the importance of spiritual leadership.
所以四世纪是告诉我们，没有属灵的领导，人就会这样的犯罪。
And the book of Judges shows us that without a spiritual leader, human beings will sin.
所以你仔细看圣经呢，约书亚之后出现四世纪，四世纪就出现什么？路德记。
And as we look at the Bible, after the book of Joshua comes the book of Judges, and after Judges comes Ruth.
为什么路德记呢?
Why the book of Ruth?
路德记是要告诉我们大卫从哪里来。
The book of Ruth shows us where David comes from.
这样的来到撒母耳记的时候，我们就看到他高这个以以扫为王，那么这个君王制度才从那边开始。所以我们看到整本圣经是有一贯性的，有策略的，是整个是一个大计划、大故事。
And by the time we come to the book of Samuel, we see how Saul was anointed as king and eventually David, which came from Ruth. So this shows us that the Bible is written in such a way that there is a flow and there is a mega narrative involved.
今天我们的人读圣经是一段一段，一段一段，见树不见林，意思说我们看不到整本圣经为什么这样写。原来整本圣经是一个 mega narrative， 整个圣经是有一个很大的故事，就是神的故事。
And today, many people when they read the Bible, they read small little chunks of it. We see the tree, but we miss the whole forest. We want to see the Bible in such a way that it is God's story, it is His mega narrative.
所以四世纪的重点是什么呢？我们需要一个属灵的领导，属灵的领袖。
So what is the theme of the book of Judges? It is to show us that we need a spiritual leader.
你看到来到新约的时候，主耶稣出来，看到许多人就怜悯他们。为什么他们呢？他们困苦流离，如同羊没有这个牧人一般。
And in the New Testament, we find when Jesus seeing the crowd, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd.
我们很小心，我们在读旧约的时候，不能够把旧约完全用在我们身上。哦，他们有王，我们来这边找一个人做王，不是，那个是对他们说，但是他的属灵的教训是我们需要一个领袖，因为旧约跟新约之间呢还有一个很大的差距。但是神的意思，我们不是属于一个神制 theocracy， 我们已经不是在那个时代，我们是在这个时代。但是他的这个属灵 的领袖的教导呢，在新约也出现。
We want to be careful here that when we read the Old Testament, we do not want to just apply it by the letter. Since they had a king, we should actually elect a king amongst us to lead us. No, that's not the way to do it because there is some form of discontinuity between the Old Testament and the New Testament which we need to understand. And when we come to the New Testament, we find that the idea of a spiritual leader is repeated over here again.
所以主耶稣来看到他们这些人如同羊没有牧人，所以神给他们安立牧人。所以牧师、长老、教会领导是要来代表神来带领众弟兄姐妹。
And so we see here that Jesus saw that the people were without a shepherd and he had compassion on them. And we find that God has established pastors, teachers and elders in the church to lead the congregation.
所以我们在教会里面讲过很多次，在以弗所书，神所立的有先知、有牧师、有传道啊，这个教导，这些呢是神的旨意，要我们去顺服带他们的带领。所以这个是在圣经里面很重要的。
And we have talked about Ephesians chapter 4 that God has given to the church the prophets, the pastors and the teachers which is given to lead the people. This is important.
主耶稣在钉十字架之后复活了之后呢，跟这个彼得说三次说你爱我吗？你爱我吗？你爱我吗？
Three times Jesus said to Peter after he was crucified and resurrected, Do you love me?
然后他说我爱你，主耶稣说牧养我的羊，神按立牧者来牧养他属于他的羊。
And when Peter replied that he loves the Lord, Jesus told him, "Shepherd my sheep." So God has established shepherds in the church to lead His sheep.
那么彼得前书也是这么讲，彼得写信给这个他教会的长老，他说：你们做长老的，务要牧养在你们中间的羊群。
And in 1 Peter, it is also stated the role of the elders is to shepherd the flock of God that is among you.
很重要的是，我们不能够牧养不在我们中间的人。
It's important to note that we cannot shepherd people who are not in our midst.
所以你记得吗？我们这今年一开始的时候讲到 life on life， 生命影响生命的门徒训练，就是我们之间的关系是以生命来影响生命，用生命来带领生命。如果你不在我们当中，我是没有办法牧养你的。
And if you remember, since the beginning of the year, we've been talking about life on life discipleship. So I can only disciple you if you are in our midst.
有些人说他上网看，他看电视，他看 YouTube， 这些名目名出名的牧师没有办法牧养你，也不是属于神的旨意。你可以看，不过你需要加进一个 local community， 一个地方在实质的教会，有真正生命的交往来引导你。你说，哎，我有这个，以前这些大作者死去的人牧养我。那个不是圣经的牧养，这个牧养是在你面前，在你们当中。
And some people say, oh, I can go online and go on YouTube, I can go on the internet and listen to the sermons of famous preachers. But take note, these famous preachers, you can listen to them, but they cannot shepherd you. So you need to be committed to a local church in order to be discipled by the local church's pastor. AndSome people also say, oh, I read the books that are written by all the famous people who has already died, but since they already died, they cannot shepherd you.
So, 我们必须要有生命来影响生命，有一个人在你旁边带领你、看顾你，彼此的来影响，彼此来做门徒训练。
So, we'll need somebody who is our spiritual leader, who is next to us, who is walking alongside with us in order to shepherd us.
你知道吗？我们人与人之间的关系，我们都彼此影响。
Do you know that between our relationships, we always affect one another?
你跟一个朋友来往的时候，我要问你，是你影响他还是他影响你？
When you are actually having some kind of interaction with someone, a friend, may I ask, are you influencing your friend or is your friend influencing you?
如果我在影响你，我在带领你。
If I am influencing you, then I am leading you.
如果你在影响我，你在带领我。
If you are influencing me, then you are leading me.
啊，但是如果你花很多时间在跟不信徒在一起，他不断影响你，你就是被那个人带领去越走越远，越来越离开神。
And if you spend a lot of time with unbelievers and they actually end up influencing you, you will be led further and further away from God.
So 我要问你一个问题，谁在带领你，谁在影响你？
So I want to ask, who is leading or influencing you?
或者说你在带领谁，在影响谁？
Or who are you leading and influencing?
所以我们还是再回到这个门徒训练。当我如果在跟你在一起的时候呢，我的盼望就是因为你跟我在一起，你越来越爱主，你越来越爱圣经，你越来越爱属灵的事情。这样的话呢，我就做了我应该做。你跟我在一起，你也应该有这个目的。这个就是生命影响生命的门徒训练。
And so we really come back to the same theme of discipleship or life on life discipleship. If I am spending time with you and you end up loving God more, becoming more Christ-like, then you are actually improving, and at the same time, when you influence someone the same way, you lead the person to love God more, to be nearer to God, you are also discipling him.
我们讲了这么多，我们回来问这个问题：神给我们四世纪的目的是什么？
And after all this is said, we come back to the same question: What is God's purpose for writing the book of Judges?
四世纪，如果你从圣经里面拿走之后呢，我们会失去什么？
If you remove the book of Judges from the Bible, what would we have lost?
所以这些都我们去思想，其实四世纪给我们看到神的旨意是神要有，我们都需要领袖来带领，而神自己有他的计划。如果你说我不需要，你比神聪明，我也没有办法。
And so we have said that the purpose of the book of Judges is God showing us the need of aSpiritual leader, and if you say that, you know, I don't need a spiritual leader because you think you are better than God, then I am speechless.
那么最后一个问题就是，你认为四世纪里面都是榜样给我们学习吗？
And the other question to ask is, are the examples or are the people in the book of Judges examples for us to follow?
我们要分清楚，很多人学基甸，但是我们已经在这个教会讲过。基甸有很多错误的教导。
We need to be very discerning here because so many people out there say we need to learn from Gideon.
很多人说要学狄波拉。
And we need to learn from Deborah, but we have already preached on Gideon, the how much of the things that we shouldn't be learning.
你要知道这本书是 negative example。当然后来他们的信心可以学，但是里面有很多东西是不可以学，给我们看见这本书是给我们看见没有领导的时候多么糟糕，这就是这本书的意思。
And the purpose that God have included this book in the Bible is to show us negative examples such that we will know we need a spiritual leader.
所以我们在神面前要顺服神给我们的旨意。
Therefore, when we come before God, we need to obey His will for us.
我盼望给你一个比较高层次概括性的一个观念，然后你在读的时候，盼望你能够更好的明白圣经的意思。
So I hope I have given us a helicopter view, a broad stroke of what this book is all about, such that when you read the book of Judges, it will make more sense to you.
那么在将来的一些日子，我可能会有一段问题解答，就是你在读旧约的时候有很多问题的时候，我们会有一个旧约问题解答的时候，让你问其他的问题。
And in the future, we might have a Q&A session for you to ask questions that might have arisen out of you reading the Old Testament. Let us close in prayer. Father, we want to thank you for your word to us. Indeed, help us, Lord, to be discerning so that we will learn the precious lessons and we will not misapply your word with due to our misunderstandings or the misreadings. Give us hearts that are willing to obey your word as we seek to be discipled in our church. We pray all this in Jesus' name.